This morning, or at least this week, not just this morning, I've been thinking about timing and the timing that we see in scriptures and how we all long for that day, just as the disciples, the apostles, long for the day when Jesus would restore, God would restore the kingdom to Israel. And the scriptures are filled with portents and signs about what the last days are to look like, and you can hear them almost like you could hear Tevye speak to the rabbi and Fiddler on the Roof. "Isn't now a good time, Rabbi?" And the rabbi says to him, "We're just going to have to wait someplace else." So we could be like the disciples. They are looking up to see Jesus come back, and we're looking out at the world, seeing signs, believing Jesus will come back at any time. And we're so focused on the timing of when Jesus will return, when the world will be made new, that we're not doing what God and Christ has called us to do. Because as they ask him that question, "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time?" He replies, you won't know the time, but I'm going to give you power through the Holy Spirit. So in this time that we call the waiting time, the in-between time between his ascension and his coming again, this in-between time, we're not just to watch the signs for Jesus to come. We're not just to wait in our homes for Jesus to come. We're given the power through the Holy Spirit to do something. And Jesus spent his time on earth teaching the disciples what to do. And those 40 days were kind of the crash course. It's like, "Hey, look, I spent 3 years with you and you didn't get it. I died. I rose again. So I think you got it now. Now I'm going to teach you it all over again." And he teaches them in those 40 days about what it means to be a follower of Christ, about what it means to be a child of God, a beloved child of God. He teaches them what they are to do, to be the witness, as he says, to the witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Our task in this in-between time is not to worry about God's timing. Our task is to be a witness to Jesus Christ's grace and love and mercy. And how we choose to be that witness is either through our words. If we're real good witnessers and can share our story, that's the gift we've been given. We should be doing it. We're having a revival. They asked me, did I want to teach? I said, that's not how I preach. You got to pick someone else to preach a revival, because how you preach a revival, how you exhort people to come to their own personal salvation is a very special gift. It's not one I'm blessed with. But each of us are blessed with different gifts and graces. And when Christ called us into this life of relationship as a follower, he gave us gifts to do the work in this between time. He didn't expect his disciples just to wait. He told them, he sent them out into the world. And we know that each one of those apostles died a martyr's death, proclaiming the message of salvation. The world is in dire need of the message of salvation. And sometimes it is with words that we give it. But sometimes it's with some food in a blessing box. Sometimes it's with some clothes or furniture or knickknacks or dishes that we thought had no value or use, that the smiles and the hands that take it out are filled with joy. Sometimes it's that visit we make to the nursing home or to the hospital. Sometimes it's the card we send. Sometimes it's seeing a stranger on the side of the road who needs their tire changed, and we take that risk that we could get hurt changing their tire, if we know how to do it.
I didn't get that.
She doesn't know. She wants me to try again. Siri doesn't know how to change a tire. But we can change their tire. We can take that risk that the stranger isn't going to harm us. We run in so much And so many places with fear and anxiety that it runs us. And Christ is calling us to be brave, to use the power of the Holy Spirit to make a difference in our community, to bring change and unity in our community. But it's also, we here at Plank Chapel are in a in-between time. No, I haven't ascended into heaven. I'll admit that part. But I don't think I'm ascending into retirement, but I am retiring, and we have this between time between knowing that and knowing when Reverend Edgar is going to come into the pulpit. What do we do in that between time? Yeah, we mourn, we celebrate, we do all of those things, but we also remember that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to move forward, so that as Edgar comes into this place, into this community, becomes your pastoral leadership, you are ready, that you are there, willing and eager to do the work God calls you to do. And as Edgar helps you to understand what that new vision is, this is the time that we prepare ourselves for the going forward. Because it's always a forward movement with God and Jesus Christ. Pentecost is coming. And the Holy Spirit that came upon the disciples that day is here present with us now. It is the gift that God gives us. But it is the gift of God's timing. We don't know the when or the where when Christ will come again. We only know what we are called to do in the moment. In the moment. How many times do we think about our future so much that we forget about the present moment? As we've been planning retirement, are we forgetting the moment? As you are planning a going away, are we forgetting this moment that we are still here together now? We have to cherish the moments. We have to look where Christ is in the moment. We have to see where the Holy Spirit is calling us to be the presence and the witness of Christ in this moment. That is the time. That is the only timing we have to worry about in terms of the kingdom of God, is the present moment we are in. Because the future is in God's hands, and God is perfectly capable of bringing that future into reality. He's asking us to be kind of landmarks as to what it looks like. Not only individually what the kingdom of heaven will look like, what it looks like to be a person who's been saved by grace, it is to see what a community looks like that is a community of people saved by grace, that maybe this is what heaven will look like. The timing is God's, not ours. What we are called to do, just as those two angels said to the disciples, sort of, what are you doing looking up in heaven? You're spending time looking for something that's going to happen when your task is not looking this way, but looking that way. What is the future for you? Where were you called to be? And this is my favorite part. That's why we went all the way to verses 14. I didn't have to turn the page. That when they went up to that upper room, in that upper room were not only the disciples, but certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The kingdom of God and those who are called to witness is an inclusive kingdom. That those who were in that upper room are the leaders, the apostles, those gathered to receive the Holy Spirit. It was not just the disciples, it was the women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was there at his birth. She is there at the birth of his church. There is no one that God won't call to proclaim the message of good news. It is in God's timing. And God chooses who God chooses. May we be comfortable in this between time, knowing that we are called to be the witness of Christ here and now, and to look with eyes of expectations around us to see where we might witness to someone who needs to know that they are loved, needs to know that there's a community that will embrace them. As I have watched you embrace some of the broken people of our community, as I've seen the men who have sat in these pews in the front who have been severely broken, as I've seen you welcome in people with learning disabilities, as I've seen you welcome in those of us who are older and some of us way older, and welcome in the young ones who can't control themselves in worship. It is a welcoming, open space that reminds people that this is how God loves. Let's not look for the end times. God's got it under control. Let's look for the present time where God is calling us to be witnesses. It's God's timing, not ours. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.